Welcome to the Texas Home Improvement Super Podcast with Jim Dutton. All the best calls this week throughout the state of Texas. Brought to you by James Hardy Siding, the best siding on the planet.
Cheryl, how are you today?
Hey, I'm just fine. Thank you. Quick question. I don't know the proper name, but we built a new house 4 years ago, and they put in the type of water heater that only heats up when the water runs. It's not a tank.
It's a tankless.
So, you know, tankless. Okay, is that what you call it? Okay, tankless.
Yes, ma'am.
That makes sense. Anyway, you know, every time you turn it on, it starts, and you know, you're prone. I like hot water better than cold, but like when washing my hands or just whatever, I always tend to go for the hot water faucet or spigot. But
I do too.
Does that wear them out quicker? You know, I mean, turning them on real quick, so and it comes on, and then you turn it off like 5 seconds later, and it so that's on and off, on and off, on and off. Does that make them wear out faster?
Not really. Is yours electric or gas?
I think it's electric.
Okay. No, it's not going to wear it out any faster.
Okay.
You know, basically, that's what they're designed to do, and that's
okay.
How they save energy is because they're only on when the hot water is turned on. And
okay.
So, yeah, it's designed to do that.
All righty. And what's the life expectancy of this waterless water heater?
The tankless are typically have a life expectancy of around 20 years.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah,
they're
usually about double that of a tank water heater.
Okay, great. Well, that's terribly awesome. I love it. Well, thank you, Jim. Appreciate
your
help. Okay. Bye-bye, dear.
Mario, welcome to Texas Home Improvement.
Hey, how are you, Jim?
Wonderful. How about you?
I'm doing all right. Thank you. I'm blessed.
Well, how can I help you today?
So I have a Clayton mobile home manufactured in 2015 that the skirting is kind of, you know, is getting a little out of shape. The wood foundation on it is kind of rotten out. I just kind of want to get your opinion on what should I do in terms of a replacement. I have money set aside for the project. I'm just not sure whether I should go, you know, just kind of redo the same setup with the wood foundation and the vinyl panels, or whether I should just go for a full wood setup. What are your opinions on that?
Have the vinyl started to deteriorate yet?
No, but you know, there's been a lot of wind stuff, and they're really susceptible to getting folded up and whatnot, and getting out of place. I've tried my best to screw them in as best as I can, and I feel like I'm just affecting the actual home itself by putting so many holes in it.
Yeah. So, how tall is the skirting?
Ah, shoot! If I'm not standing in front of it right now, I would say probably about maybe 36 inches, and that's
okay.
No, that's 3 feet. No, it's not 3 feet. It's not 3 feet. It's probably more like 2 feet.
Okay. I tell you what I would use is if I was going to put a wood back down there again, I'd make sure it's treated lumber that is ground contact treated. You know, there's two different types
okay.
of treatment for lumber. One is near ground, and the other is ground contact. So make sure you use ground contact. And
okay.
I would actually look at putting James Hardy siding as the skirting. If you use the soffit material, and you can
okay.
use the one that's perforated, so you still have the ventilation underneath there that you need. It won't rot. It's not going to buckle up on the wind. I mean, you're going to have a permanent fix to your problem.
Okay, and so you're suggesting the treated wood foundation still, not just the siding, like into the
Correct.
Ground, basically. Okay.
Correct. Now the siding can still go down into the ground. That's because it, you know, James Hardy is a cement based siding. It's not going to rot or deteriorate or anything. But you still want the wood behind it as the wood framing behind it for something to attach it to.
Okay, yeah. And obviously that can be painted too, right? I think I have some restrictions in my community. Okay. Do you have any suggested contractors that can do that work for me so I can get a quote?
You're down in Manville?
In Manville, yeah. I'm close to Pearland. Yeah. Basically, right. I'm basically West Pearland.
Okay. Yeah. Give Victor's Remodeling and Construction a call.
Victor's and you can reach him at
832-243-9997.
Okay. Okay. I'll get that noted. Thank you so much, Jim.
You bet. You take care.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
John, this is Jim. How can I help you?
Hi, Jim. I got a question, and I don't know if it, I hope it's not a garden line question. We've got some water issues around the property at our house, where over the years, I think it's a combination of subsidence and the neighbor's big trees, where water is just puddling up and pooling. What type of company takes care of drainage and leveling off property like that to get rid of those puddles and things?
My company, Due West.
Okay, I wondered.
Yeah, because, you know, the things that cause foundation problems is typically the moisture change in the soil. And when you have standing water in one area and another area that doesn't, that can really cause problems with a foundation. And so we do a lot of drainage work, everything from regrading the entire yard to just putting in, you know, French drains where needed or surface drains where needed. We definitely can help you with that.
Yeah. Well, the two of my neighbors, they put in French drains over the years. And in addition, they've added about 3 or 4 inches around the perimeter of their property. And of course, all of that water has generously come to my neighbor, to my yard now. So I was wanting to level that up a little bit. Since they've got French drains, I'm not going to be flooding anybody out by doing that, but it would improve my situation a little bit. And I've also got fence posts that are starting to rot because of that standing water.
Oh, yeah.
Around the bases and stuff. So I just give I can just give you guys a call any certain department I ask for.
Now,
or
when you call the office, they'll ask you what you need, and they'll get it set up for you.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. I'll get that taken care of Monday or Tuesday. I appreciate it.
Sounds good. Thank you, sir.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye. Ray, this is Jim. How can I help you?
Hey, man, where can I get that cologne, man? That sounds really nice. Yeah, that's a great sense of humor, man.
You laugh, but I had a sponsor actually make a bottle of cologne and bring it to me with a label on it and the whole nine yards.
That's great, man. That's great. No, my house was built in 1904 down Corsicana area, and it's got 108 siding on it, and two questions. One, that you can't really find that anywhere. So what I found is a similar siding at Home Depot, and I basically have to turn it backwards, it's the same size and the whole nine yards. And I've been told that if you take wood glue and put it over the knots when you paint it, it doesn't end up bleeding pine tar out of it. Is that true or?
Never heard that.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll try it and I'll let you know.
Okay.
Second question is, I'm in the process of redoing everything. So all the sheetrock inside is in great shape. So what I'm thinking of doing is taking all the siding off, and insulating it from the outside in, so that way I don't have to redo the as well.
Well, you know, if you talk to the folks at USA Insulation, they can do it without removing the siding as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they have a way of injecting the foam in there and taking care of it that way. But yeah, go to thipro.com and you'll find USA Insulation there.
All right, thanks, brother, and good luck
you
on
bet.
Your cologne.
Thank you, sir. Larry in Missouri City, how can I help you?
Yes, sir. I was going to see if you have a contact for someone. About 10 years ago, we replaced our joints in our concrete at the driveways and all. The wood had rotted out. We had a gentleman come out, and I've lost his contact information. But I'm not really looking for something that's like a prefab that you just push down in there. He had something more like an elastic type thing that he had installed. Now, it really wore good, but over a period of time now, it's kind of seen its days.
Was it a rubberized type material that he?
Yes, sir. It was. Yes, sir.
Okay. That's actually readily available even at the box stores, but the better product, the best one I have found, I would go to Sunbelt Rentals.
Okay.
And they have it. They have it in large caulking tubes, regular size, and I think they even have it in buckets. And that's what it's designed for, is those expansion joints. Now, as far as somebody to do it, I don't know of anybody.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, because it's typically so small, most contractors don't mess with it.
Yeah, and I understand that, yeah. But that's what I'm looking for, though, in reference to the type of material versus, like I say, like the pre-made rubbers or whatever they are that they put down in there.
Yeah, so like Trimislab. Trimislab is a great product, though. It comes in a roll that goes down in there,
yes,
and it
sir.
Snaps into place. But what you're looking for is that sealant, and go over to Sunbelt Rentals, and they have it on their shelves.
Okay. I'll sure do it, sir.
You bet. Take care.
Thank you, and have a good day. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You've just heard the best calls and questions from Texas Home Improvement. For more information about our show, go to thipro.com.